This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 28, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mostly sunny today, high near 70. The Salem man accused in the vehicular homicide of an off-duty Salem police officer has pleaded guilty in Newburyport District Court. The Salem News reports that Juan Marinez, age 27, was sentenced to serve 1 year of a 2.5-year jail term, followed by home confinement and probation. The family of an Emerson College professor who was struck and killed by an MBTA train in 2019 has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the MBTA, Keolis, the train's operator, and the city of Beverly. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that the lawsuit was filed by the wife of Moses Schumo and his estate. The city of Lynn continues to seek applications on how to spend ARPA funds that have been given to the city. The Daily Item is reporting that it appears there are now more applications than funds. Community groups and city councilors have been part of the discussion on what projects should be funded by the American Rescue Plan Act money. And according to the Gloucester Times, Next Step Healthcare plans to close the Gloucester Healthcare Skilled Nursing Home by the end of the year, according to a notice sent by the company's CFO to Mayor Greg Verga earlier this month. The long-term care facility at 272 Washington Street plans to close on or about December 30. Sports is next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox beat the Orioles 13-9 in a wild game last night at Fenway Park. The two teams do it again tonight at Fenway. In high school field hockey, Gloucester shut out Danvers 1-0. And the Daily Item of Lynn is reporting that the Red Sox have presented this year's Jackie Robinson Most Valuable Diversity Business Partner Award to Vincent Williams, the founder of Jazzy Sportswear in Lynn. High school football this weekend, St. Mary's will be hosting Bishop Fenwick. This is St. Mary's coach Sean Driscoll.
Well, first of all, the plan is to slow them down offensively like you try to do any week, but they have some weapons there. And like you said, Coach Woods does a great job. He seems to always get them in the right spot. They do all the little things that make them better, as I try to preach to our kids as well, all the little things they do. And you can see that they're well coached and they're very physical, especially up front.
St. Mary's head football coach Sean Driscoll on Dave Woods and his Bishop Fenwick Crusaders coming to Manning Field in Lynn Friday night for that big matchup. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell on North Shore Today.